Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody that's going to listen in now or listen in later. Welcome to the show. It's my, I just started last week again, and I call Blog Talk Radio home, right? Well, it's actually Angel Coaches Radio because we have pun here now. So I'm trying to figure out the schedule that works. So for my schedule and so I can talk to people, and so here I am. And, you know, what I notice is people all want to connect with angels, be psychic. What does that really mean? And psychic, I think, is where the veil between you and your higher power is really thin, and you can have a higher awareness and see and feel things that you normally are not aware of. But we all, I think, being psychic is like working out at the gym. We all have muscles. Some of us have better muscles than others. But when we work them, they get stronger, they become better. So I always think it's not cool to compare yourself to somebody else because we all have abilities. We all have psychic abilities. But what it is, it's better to just say, you know what, I'm going to dominate the me that I am and be the best version of that myself. And so, therefore, you're not competing with anyone to develop psychic abilities. You are just being the best version of yourself that you can. And once again, dominate that, okay? Dominate being the best you can be. Grant Cardone, and I do personal development, and that's part of developing your psychic abilities, right? Grant Cardone says, strive to do 10 times more than you're already doing, right? So what does that really mean? And what that really means is that if you're wanting to be psychic, or the veil between you and your higher power is very thin, certain things that you need to do it's like going to the psychic gym. One of the things that you do, I think, is really be the best version of yourself. Okay, and how do you do that? Personal development is key. You know, Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer. You know, Deepak Chopra, these are folks that really have a higher awareness and teach you how to do that about your mind, your body, and your spirit, okay? And so every morning I'm listening to Grant Cardone, you know, and I like it because he says do 10 times more than you think you can do. And so you set your goals high, right? So if you want to be psychic and you want to do that, you're like, oh, I like to play with it. It doesn't work. But if you go, I want to own it. I want to be the best version of being have that higher awareness that I can, then that's what you do, okay? And you set those goals high. And you're like, well, Tree, that doesn't sound fun. Well, it is. It's not about being fun, but it's about being the best version. Once again, personal development is key there. The other is like, okay, how do you go? That's going to the psychic gym, lifting a weight. You don't lift your weight one time and get muscles. You can do something consistent. And so personal development, once again, I've mentioned that four times now, is key. So find something to be the best version of yourself. And if you want to be clairvoyant, which is hearing, or clairvoyant, which is seeing, clairaudient, which is hearing, clairsentient, which is just sensing, and claircognizant, which is a knowing. And by the way, we have those abilities already. We were born with them, okay? And so if you want to develop them, okay, or all four, or pick one that you want to develop now, and one of the things that you go, well, which one am I? Well, you can say, okay, how did you learn in school? Do you learn by visually seeing things? Do you learn by hearing things? Do you learn by just kind of sensing things, you know, just knowing something, which is claircognizant? Sensing is clairsentient, and clairvoyant is seeing, and clairaudient is hearing, okay? So if you want to know which one you are, or, you know, you can say, okay, how did I learn? How do I learn now? Do I hear something and get it? Or do I see something, or do I have all four? Pick the one that you want to develop first, and then the other three will come as well, okay? Most people want to see things, so that's cool. And then do something with personal development. Tony Robbins, read The Course in Miracles. Go on YouTube and pick up, you know, say, believing in yourself, developing your psychic abilities. Listen to shows like this. That is really, really key. Then you say, okay, I want to be clairvoyant. Well, okay, then go in, as I said, and start studying, start reading, start buying books. Doreen Virtue has one out. It's called Divine Guidance. She wrote it years ago. And I think it's one of the ones because that is the best out there, because it gives you exercises to do to develop your clairvoyant, clairsentient, claircognizant, and clairaudient. And she also gives you little tests that you can do to see which one you are more geared toward. If you gear toward one, for instance, clairaudient, where you hear things, then it doesn't mean you can't develop the other three. It's called developing the four clairs. Go on the internet, and you can find exercises to do that. Listen to the show, and I'm giving you some things now. So, you know, as I said, once again, personal development. What's another thing you can do? Meditation. Here's some of you are going to hear the show and say, meditation? I don't know how to meditate. I can't calm my mind. Yes, you can. You can calm your mind, and you can listen, and you can do a 5-minute breathing exercise, which is a form of meditation. You can start to center yourself and calm your mind chatter down, you know, as you're breathing in and out, you know, a breathing exercise, then just, you know, say to yourself, I'm going to do this. And when you say, I am going to do this, that is that part of you that's connected to the great I am. I call God, call it whatever you want. Call it a higher part of yourself. So when you say, I am going to learn to meditate, and I'm going to start with a 5-minute exercise, I am going to do that. That is that part of you that is connected to the great I am. Okay. And you can do that and start breathing it. Do a 5-minute exercise. As I said, breathing in and out. You can find that on YouTube. You can email me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, and I've got a breathing meditation that I can send to you. So those are two things right there. Personal development, you know, because when, you know, you're trying to develop an ability, and you're thinking about why you don't have it, and you're thinking about what you're going to do tonight rather than meditate, you know, and you get lost in and taking that 5 minutes instead of calming your brain down, your mind chatter, you're thinking about other things, or you're worried about paying your bills, you're worried about doing certain things, then, you know, instead of meditating or personal development, then that's that time that you set aside to develop your abilities, and you're not doing it, okay? It was like going to the gym and sit there and talking on the cell phone, which I see people do at the gym, right? You want to take that time, set that time aside to develop that ability. Okay, so personal development, meditation is key. Meditation will help you center your mind, calm your mind down, and you'll be the best version of yourself that you can be to learn to do that. And get, I'll tell you something right now. If you go on and read Grant Cardone's book, The 10X Rule, it will teach you a lot of stuff, not only about developing your psychic ability, if that's what you want to do, but also if you have a business, how to build a business, how to do more. If you want to do a spiritual work, how to do that too as well, because certain principles apply in anything that you do, okay? And one of them is being the best version of yourself. The other one is setting your goals. The other one is meditation. You know, all those things are super important, okay? Then what's another thing that you do? So you've got the mind, which is personal development. You're training your mind to think at a higher level, which is being psychic, is thinking at a higher level. Reading Divine Guidance or looking it up on YouTube. Meditation is key because it's centering yourself, calming that mind. And then what's another thing that you do? Okay, so you've got the mind, you've got the spirit with meditation, okay? And you also have your emotions, because when you do personal development, it's learning how to raise your emotions, raise your vibrations, so that you're thinking at a higher level. You guys, I tell this to people that I teach classes to. One of the things that I think is so important is to, is to come from a higher level, right? And, and learning to control your emotions and learning to raise your vibration, because if you're raising your vibration, that means that you're thinking at a higher level, okay? And that you're not thinking down in the dumps. You're not thinking about the bills that you owe or the money that you owe. And if I develop my psychic abilities, maybe I can win the lotto. Not that winning the lotto is wrong, but one of the things that I always tell people that I teach, and I'm a coach too as well, and I am a life and spiritual and intuitive psychic coach, whatever you want to call it, but you always want to come from your soul rather than your personality, right? When you're picking up information about people or picking information about yourself are developing your abilities. When you come from your personality, that is that part of you that is very human, that gets upset, you know, and all those things. But if you come from your soul, that's that part of you that's really connected to God, right? So you want to read things, want to read people, want to read your life through your soul, not your personality. Your personality is that one, that part of you that gets mad in traffic, right? I mean, gosh, that happens to me all the time. So once again, I'm going through these things. So I want you to hear them over and over again, because when you get it and you hear it, it's going to make a little bit more sense as you take it on. So always read, you want to read from your soul, and all you have to say is, I am going to read from my soul as I develop my psychic abilities, okay? You always want to do that. You want to always want to have discipline in doing that, and something that's consistent. Consistency means doing personal development every day, and I mean every day. Doesn't mean 10 minutes a day. Well, it does. You can do 10 minutes a day. Go on YouTube and pick something out about believing in yourself, developing your psychic ability, being the best version of yourself that you can be. Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, here's another one I really, really enjoyed. I can't even think right now. But, you know, Louise Hay, she does a lot with that. So Stephen Covey, he is amazing with the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, right? And these basic things are these things that you think, oh, that's only for business or for people that are making a lot of money. Well, you know what? If you're going to read from your soul level and somebody's going to come to you about money, you better be making money, right? Rather than reading a crystal ball, not reading that reading a crystal ball is bad or not. I'm not criticizing that. But what I am saying is if you read from your soul, then you're not reading from your personality. So when somebody comes and asks you about a love relationship or you're feeling something about their love relationship, then you want to come from your soul. You want to meditate because meditate is key. You want to do personal development. Meditation calms your mind so that your soul can really work with you when you're you know, tapping into an angel or connecting with your angels, right? Meditation is key there. Saying, I'm reading from my soul. I'm looking at these things with my soul, from my soul, rather than my personality. You don't say rather than my personality, but you know what I mean? And then what's another thing that you can do? So I've given you the mind, you know, which is, and the meditation is for the spirit. The mind is, you know, like, you know, the mind is like some of the things that we, you know, just talked to about believing in yourself, doing personal development, meditation for the spirit. And I'm repeating myself because I don't want you guys to forget this, that really want to listen to this and develop your psychic abilities. Take classes. You know, I teach classes all the time. So if you send me an email, Teree@angelcoaches.org, TERREE@angelcoaches.org. And I'm repeating this because I don't want you to be searching. I've given you out or ways to develop these things. And then if you want a meditation, email me too, Teree@angelcoaches.org. Good, because I've got meditations that will divide you that will help you develop your psychic abilities, your clairvoyance, help you see angels, help you connect with angels if that's what you believe in, a higher part of yourself, all those things. So what's another thing? You know, working out and exercising your body. Oh, my goodness, that is so, so important, because if you're walking around feeling bad and not eating right and you're going to give people advice or you're going to help them or you want to help yourself with developing a relationship with your higher power, with your angels, then eating right is key. And I have a great nutrition program. You guys want to call me or email me, please do, because I have a nutrition program that I use and I have tons of energy. If you can hear it in my voice, great, because I'm not on caffeine. I don't drink caffeine. Well, I do, but I usually do that in the morning. I'm sorry. And, you know, I have a nutritional program that I use that would be great for you, okay, because it's great for anybody. And it's called a nutrition program. So if you email me, once again, Teree@angelcoaches.org, I will send you information about it and help you look at it, because I think when you start taking this new energy on, you need a great program that you need to follow and you need to, you know, use to eat, because if you're taking care of your physical body, because when you start working with the spiritual stuff or the spiritual angels or higher power or wisdom, are raising your awareness, your physical body really, really needs to be in top condition as it possibly can. That is key. I know that without a shadow of a doubt, okay? So that's important to you. The other thing is that practice, 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 and go on, as I said, I've said this YouTube, and, you know, say, how do I develop my psychic abilities? And you're going, well, that's free, and you cost money. Yes, I do. And but I get results, right? Well, I'll give you an example of that. Or my angels working through me help me get the results for people. I had somebody, she goes, Tree, I'm getting all these feelings, these gut feelings, and I'm starting to have dreams that are premonitions, premonitions that are happening. How does that, how did that happen? How's that working? I go, well, I'm coaching you, and you're working with me, and because you're learning to come from a higher awareness, a higher thought process, and you're doing things to do that, meditation, personal development, you're eating better, you're taking care of your mind and your body and your spirit, you're starting to develop your psychic ability. It's just going to get stronger, right? And you're looking at things from your soul, not from your personality. And she goes, wow, it's amazing. And, you know, and then, you know, so people that I'm working with, they have these dreams, they have these things that are happening to them, and they're starting to turn on to their abilities because they're going to the psychic gym, the higher awareness gym, whatever you feel more comfortable talking about, and that doesn't matter. Stuart Wilde, that's the guy who I think is amazing. Okay, Stuart Wilde, he is wonderful. So just so you know, if you look him up as well, and because he really talks a lot about this, because I think people need to really take some of this on that I'm talking about. So anyway, this girl I'm telling you about, sorry, I deviated there. She's developing her abilities, and I've got another one. She said, yeah, I love her. I'm actually going to, she's going to start doing a radio show on Blog Talk here with me, or her own radio show. But she wanted to see angels, and she goes, I really want to see them, and I need, and she goes, how do I do that? So we, you know, her food, her mind, body, spirit, she started meditating, and she started developing other things about what she's doing. And anyway, she's so cute. I adore her. She woke up one night and she looked in the kitchen and she goes, I saw three angels. And she goes, I kept rubbing my eyes and go, are you three? Are you three angels? Are you really three? And you know, and she goes, I kept rubbing my eyes. I saw their wings flapping. And she goes, I knew there were three angels there. So and you know, she's developed her intuition more and more, and it's happening more and more, where she's feeling things and they actually happen, or seeing things, or has a thought about them and they actually happen. She started working with, she was in meditation. No, this is a dream. Actually, she had a dream, and these beings came to her, and they were great beings. And she says, I felt was love from them. And they said that they were the ancient ones, and that they were opening my healing abilities. So if you feel like you're a healer, right, and you want to develop those, there is a way to do it. But guys, I got to tell you, it just takes discipline. It really does. That's what we, I want to be really clear with you. You have to have the discipline, and you have to have the consistency to take care of your mind. Once again, I'm telling you, personal development, you're like, Therese, shut up, right? You also have the meditation for the spirit, you know what I mean? And all these things work for the spirit, you know, and when you say, when I'm developing this relationship, I want to develop it with my soul and or my higher self or both, right? Because that higher self is that part of you that's connected to all that is. I call God. Maybe you call it Buddha. It doesn't really matter. It all works. And so what I'm saying to you is that you've got to do that, right, to really develop these. And then your body needs rest, okay? It also needs great nutrition. And once again, I have a great nutrition program that you can lose weight with, you can stay healthy with, you can have energy. But it is really important to have energy here and be the best version of yourself. I would never, and I tell people this all the time, I would never, ever, ever talk to someone when I'm angry, because I get angry. It's a natural human experience that we have. Or when I'm not feeling well, or when I'm, you know, or when I'm, you know, and that doesn't happen, but hey, there's times that I'm not feeling the best, right? But doesn't happen often. But if I'm not feeling well, if I'm angry or my emotions are out of sorts, I'm out of sorts, I would never talk to somebody. I want to be the best version of myself and come from my soul, my higher self. And so you need a good nutrition program to do that. You also need exercise. I run, ride a bike, and, you know, I love to run 5Ks. I've done marathons. I've done half marathons, the whole nine yards. And I think that's important. I'm being so direct here and so firm because, you know, I want whoever's listening to this will get the best possible result and outcome that they're looking for, okay? So, and then, you know, figure out the way you learn, okay? So if you want to develop your vision where you see things, like this young lady saw angels, had dreams about the ancient ones, then you really got to come from a place of love and peace and joy. And that's it. If you're arguing with your loved ones, you're arguing with your children, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whoever, your sister, your brother, you know, it's probably best that you don't talk to somebody at that moment in time, or you don't try to connect with your angels. Or if you do, it's only about, you know, trying to help you get better and get over this, you know, get over whatever is bothering you emotionally or physically or whatever. And one of the things that I do is I also, and three things that I do every day is what I'm grateful for. Three things that I'm grateful for. Sometimes I do the same thing two or three days in a row. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do three different things. Sometimes I do the three same things. It doesn't really matter. I just wake up and say, these are three things I'm grateful for. I stand in the mirror and I write my goals down every day. I am healthy. I am strong. I am courageous. I am creating this amount of income, you know, and I've done daily rituals. This is what this is called, to develop your abilities, mind, body, and spirit, okay? And when you start doing this consistently, boy, it happens very quickly. I'm like, wow. You know, I actually tripled my money, my income from last month to this month. And how did I do it? Mind, body, spirit. And I've been super, super consistent. And that's what I'm saying we all have to do. What else? So I've given you some things to do. And if you want to get a meditation from me, my meditations are only $5. And I would really think about doing that because I create them in a state of higher awareness when I've been meditating, and they're good. And people are getting results with them. They're able to see things, know things, feel things, develop these abilities, and I know they're good. I believe in the work that I do, and I'm here to do it with a purpose. You know, people ask me what I do. I go, I do this work because my bliss is helping others find and live theirs and follow their bliss, right? I have a client. She's building a big 5,500 square foot house on a ranch, and 2 years ago she didn't have anything. And working with me, working with herself, developing the mind-body-spirit connection, developing a relationship with her angels, helping her kids do the same. She is now at the architect yesterday, yeah. And they've got this house that they're building. And she's got the builder. She's interviewing three builders. And, you know, her son is into horses and he's doing roping. Her daughter is into, you know, gymnastics. And now she wants to dance. And, you know, 2 years ago, she didn't have anything, once again, physical or materialistic. You know what I mean? It was a real challenge for her to buy something. But she put on, you know, working with me, she was being very consistent, you know, and she realized she needed to do certain things. And she has such a connection with her higher power, God, and the angels. It's amazing. She has met the man of her dreams. And she has also met somebody that is really working with her besides me. We both work with her, and she's getting the results, and she's happy. I mean, she's not only happy, she is following her bliss and living her bliss, right? She's always wanted to have a home like this, and she's been her own Cinderella and handsome prince all in one, right? And she's got this because she developed this before she met the guy. Not that you can't do it with a guy or do it with a girl. I'm not saying that. This is what she chose to do. And if she can do it, anyone can. This young lady that I just started working with a few weeks ago, she's getting results herself. And as I said, she's got the premonition, she's got the angels, and she's centering herself by doing the mind-body-spirit exercises, which I told you about, meditation, personal development, and a good nutrition program. And she's getting the results herself. But you've got to start somewhere. And the best part is you can start anytime. there's no time like right now. There's only now anyway. So I hope that helps you. I'd like to help you any way I can. I'm a life and spiritual coach, and I help you with developing your intuition, your relationship with your angels and or higher power, and having fun with it. So if you want to talk to me and see what's up and what I can help you with, 954-636-9401. Follow me on Instagram on Angel Coaches or Being a Fit Couple, because my sweetheart and I are there working together with it. And I got a nutrition program that's for you too as well. So am I really pushing that? You're darn right I am, because I would rather give you, make sure you get good results, and I know you can with what I'm doing. Anyway, I've seen other people and will continue to work with people, because this is my bliss. It's helping others find theirs. All right. Track me down on, don't track me down, but actually follow me on Instagram, Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple. I've got a couple of accounts out there. And if you have any questions, shoot me an email, terryee@angelcoaches.org. Call me, 954-636-9401. It's a mind-body-spirit connection, and I'm all for that. Anyway, take care. Have a great now, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.